You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Interesting, some of the texts we're getting in after my conversation with Jim Bentz, the CEO of Hospitality Saskatchewan, and he was talking about the troubling situation the industry is running into right now, where a lot of the immigrant workers won't be here. There's going to be a ton of openings. So on one hand, you got the political side of this, where a lot of governments are saying maybe we've gone too far down the road of immigration or these temporary visas, temporary worker programs, but it's going to create more and more challenges in the hospitality industry filling those positions. And Jim was saying, as a bit of advice, he said, you know, just applying via an email for a job isn't maybe the way to go, because there's so many people looking for work out there. But he says there's a lot of jobs, and he recommends you do more of the old school, knock on the door, let them see you, you know, do the in-person thing. Not everybody agrees with that. At 1-877-332-8255, Colleen says, I suggested to my 16-year-old granddaughter she should print off a resume and go apply in person, since applying online garnered little to no response. But she says that didn't work either. Every place she went in person with a resume in hand, and they told her, apply online. And even online, you're really lucky if you hear anything back. She goes on to say that Superstore had on their in-store intercom that they're wanting to hire. And again, the granddaughter went in person only to be told again, apply online. And she said they also said, we're presently not looking to hire, even though they had announced it in the store. Some other texts in on this topic at 1-877-332-8255. This is from Tom. He says, Brent, I'm amazed at the people who will argue you no longer need to personally go and drop off resumes. Computers and cell phones make for lazy people. I'd never hire anyone who didn't apply in person. That's Tom from Dundurn. I don't know. My wife owns a business, and I've helped in some of the hiring processes there. I think for a lot of businesses, again, it's a time thing. And nowadays, when you post an ad, and I think of, say, SaaS Jobs or Indeed, some of these online websites that you can go to post a job, you get inundated. Now, you can put filters on to reduce the number of applications that come in. But it gets a little ridiculous sometimes when you see resumes coming in from the other side of the world wanting to work at your part-time position for $20 an hour, whatever. So it's a challenge for a lot of business owners out there to make the time, but they clearly have to come up with a better process if they're saying, on one hand, we need more people, but they're making it difficult for people to apply. And I understand too how, you know, just crazy it makes you when you apply for work and they don't even reply. You know, at least say, we received your resume. We'll be making a decision on interviews. We'll get back to you in such and such a time. That's my personal experience, at least, at 1-877-332-8255. Heather from Saskatoon says, I'm curious where all these vacant hospitality jobs are being posted. Heather says, I have two university students that can't find work, plus several of their friends. The comment that managers of these companies don't have time to review 200 applications in their inbox is ridiculous. That's their job. And with AI, the tools that AI provides can easily filter those. Heather says, I'm confident domestic employees will be able to fill the gap. Well, time will tell, really. We'll have to wait and see how that does play out. But it must be just so frustrating for these people. I'm saying, in my mind, young people, and especially with summer holidays coming up, looking for work, and they just find it so challenging that they apply all these online ways, don't get a response. And now we've heard from a few people at 1-877-332-8255 that even the in-person, they were frustrated by it because some of these businesses said, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to go apply online. Challenging times. It's 9:41, 19 away from 10 o'clock on a good-looking Monday. Cooler temperatures around for Saskatoon and Regina for a couple of days, you know, 4 or 5 degrees below normal. But then we're going to get back into normal to above normal temperatures towards the back end of the weekend, maybe some precipitation, maybe a little more rain as well. You want to see some big time rain, just get onto Facebook and take a look at what happened out Eston way southeast of Kindersley over the weekend. They had big rain a week ago out there, which caused them some issues, and then a huge downpour here on Saturday out at Eston, and it's like a river runs through it. And they don't have a river there. Like, it's just wild, the amount of water coming off the hills in the Eston area, and really doing a job on their local golf course and their local park as well. So it's going to take some cleanup and some efforts there. What's on your mind this morning, Saskatchewan? 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. So if you're not working this summer, what are your plans for a summer holiday? Are you doing the staycation? I found it interesting that the federal government announced last week the Canada Strong application, or the Canada Strong Park Pass, what it is. And what it is it really, it allows you free access to national parks. It's effective now through the 2nd of September. There's also some rate decreases on via rail passage, depending on your age and such, but just another way that Ottawa, at least, is trying to get more people making use of our resource as far as national parks are concerned. But I think about, you know, even PA National Park, Waskasuan area, that's busy enough in the summertime. But now that you open up the idea of free admission to the parks, I suspect it might be challenging to find a camping spot at those places as well. So do you have a staycation plan for the summer? Love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CK. AOM. Well, a conversation with Jim Bentz from the hospitality group in Saskatchewan has inspired a lot of people to text and to call in, talking about jobs, be it summer jobs or full-time jobs for people. The fact that the hospitality industry, Jim is saying they need people. They're having difficulty filling positions. And he talked about one particular business owner that is short more than 100 people right now. Part of this is because of changes that Ottawa and the province are making to these people that are able to come into Canada and work at specific jobs. And that number is going to be decreasing in the coming months and years ahead here. So what's your experience? You're a young person. You've been trying to find work. 1-877-332-8255. You're a business owner, and the struggles you're maybe finding these days as far as getting enough people to work for you. Larry's been patiently hanging on the line here this morning. Larry, what's your thought on this job situation?
Well, I'm sympathetic for the people who are looking for work, particularly the younger people and perhaps older people as well. Back a few decades ago, there were more jobs than people to fill them.
Yeah.
But over the last 10 years, our immigration policy changed, and they started bringing in people under Trudeau, who were not particularly qualified for jobs. The ratio was 75% had to be jobs, people that we needed to fill jobs.
Yep.
Trudeau changed that, but brought in large numbers of people. And the demand for workers started to drop in the unskilled and semi-skilled industries. But the increase kept coming, and we started seeing housing shortages, prices go up. We saw that more difficult to get simple jobs, even survival jobs or the beginner jobs for those people. And we've got a problem now. Think about housing. How many years would it take to build enough houses so that an ordinary person could afford housing? Decades?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah.
The other thing is we had an economy that should be expanding. We've got minerals, oil and gas, all these things that the developing world and the rest of the world need. And instead of developing those future jobs over the past 10 years, $500-600 billion of investment wanted to come into Canada, the Trudeau government stopped that. So you have an economy that's not growing in its natural way as we should be, and we've got huge numbers coming in. And to complicate that, the federal government subsidizes the hiring of immigrants both in federal civil service and in other jobs over the people who were born here. Very complicated and needs an open discussion to get to the bottom of how we solve that.
I think you're right, Larry. Thanks for your thoughts on that. Larry in Saskatoon talking about the situation, and Jim Bentz was speaking of that as well, talking about the number of people who are here on immigrant workers, and that number is going to be reduced, and that's going to create potentially even more shortages. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Nick texted in saying, my oldest had the same experience of being told to apply online when they went in person. Nick says he used to work in hotel maintenance, and he said it was a great job, but he says his experience was that hotels often don't pay enough to support a family, so will not have talent apply and stay. You know, and I think that's the challenge for a lot of people, isn't it? That the days of, you know, one parent, one adult being able to work and support a stay-at-home parent and a couple of children, those days are long gone. You know, I'm lucky enough to have been of that generation. I'm a boomer, and I think about how easy work came for so many of us through the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and we really were able to take it for granted. Nowadays, it's a very different story. At 1-877-332-8255, text in says, I do floor covering in Yorkton. I gave up trying to get help 5 years ago, and unfortunately, my skills then will not be passed on. People don't want to be supervised, and they want to make big bucks. That's one of our listeners texting in from Yorkton at 1-877-332-8255. Shannon says, regarding the job search and not even getting a reply, that unfortunately is pretty much the norm. I'd say maybe a tenth of companies may reply, and that's being generous. I was telling the story about my wife's business, and this person says your wife's company being one of them. Knowing the position was filled settles the matter. It's just a courtesy that's appreciated that really doesn't cost the company. And I agree with that. You know, if you're getting applications in, take some time, spend a half hour or an hour. And if you think people have a chance from what you're able to see in their resume, say, we'll be making a decision regarding interviews in so many days, we'll get back to you. Or if you read the resume and you say, well, this person isn't going to be a fit, just say, thanks for your interest. We've filled the position. 1-877-332-8255. Diane says, how about instead of automatically sending these people home, actually review the person's file? Do they have a job that we need filled, a home, etc.? 1-877-332-8255. Lorna says, I haven't seen chambermaid want ads, and one of the qualifications, or pardon me, she says, I have seen chambermaid want ads, and one of the qualifications is a university degree. Why would you need this if you're looking to not get anyone applying for the job? Then they can bring in foreign workers, and I've heard they get government subsidies. I don't know if this is true. That's off Lorna at 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people have their thoughts on this when we think about the employment situation. So many people say they're unable to find work. Hospitality Association says they need workers. Seems to be mixed messages here, and people talking about they've gone to some businesses applying in person and being told, no, you can't apply in person here. Send us your resume online. 1-877-332-8255. Richard in Kelvington says one of your guests referred to the influx of unqualified people being brought into Canada. Most of that was to increase the Liberal voting base. Some of these people found their way into politics and are now Liberal caucus members, still unqualified. Richard at 1-877-332-8255. Glenn in Regina says most of these jobs require no walk-in resume. Do it electronically. Only now they're complaining they have too many emails. Many job listings say preference will be given to immigrants or First Nations. This is wrong on so many levels. That's from Glenn in Regina. 1-877-332-8255. Another one, Dave says, I heard the oil and gas industry is having difficulty hiring people at all. Travel, hard work, high pay, training provided. I don't know about that. You know, I know some people that work in the oil and gas industry, and a lot of those positions have just disappeared. A lot of it has to do with technology and ways that the oil and gas industry has found to get the work done from two or three people, whereas 10 years ago, it might have been 8 or 10 people doing the job. And unfortunately, I think with artificial intelligence, AI, we're going to see more and more of that happening, where entry-level jobs in a lot of industries are probably quite simply disappear. 1-877-332-8255. Darlene says, I believe the hospitality industry and big stores are deliberately making it difficult for locals and students to get jobs. That way, they can say to the government, look, we need to keep bringing in more immigrants to fill these jobs. It's a win-win for these big companies and the fast food restaurants when they can bring in these people for much lower wages and subsidized wages as well. Yeah, it's an interesting situation that the governments at all levels are finding themselves in. They're getting pushback on the number of people coming into the country, but then they're hearing from businesses who are saying, we need more people to work for us. And then people are saying, well, I'm trying to apply for these jobs, but the process is clunky or they don't get back to me. But it's a challenge the country is going to have to deal with and get some remedy, get some answers for the people who want to work here. Our prime minister, by the way, is in Brussels for today's summit with the European Union. Prime Minister Carney talking defense and economic ties. He talks about a new era of partnership between Canada and the European Union. And once they get through that meeting, then it'll be a meeting of NATO. And nobody knows, at least that I've seen, whether Trump is going to go to the NATO meeting or not. Canada, of course, talking about more money from our budget going towards military spending. Trump, on the other hand, is saying all the NATO members need to spend even more than the 2% increase that Canada is talking about. So we shall see what comes out of those meetings for our prime minister this week in Europe. This is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.